Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this beautiful day. It is good to be in the house of the Lord, for this is a day the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and
Amen.
Do you hear voices? Every day we hear voices talking to us or at us, telling us what to do, what not to do. Depending on the voice and the context, we do well to listen and act. But there are some voices we do well not to listen to. But there is one voice for sure we do well to listen to and heed, and that is the voice of our God. The why and the how we will explore in our worship this morning. So let's get to it by turning our attention to our opening hymn, hymn 338. Stand as we continue on page 3 of the bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you, and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me, according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin, and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Jesus Christ, you are the good shepherd who laid down your life for the sheep. Lead us now to the still waters of your life-giving word, that we may abide in your Father's house forevermore. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, which is also called Good Shepherd Sunday, our first reading comes to us from the book of Acts, the 20th chapter, where the question is asked, can we easily distinguish between spiritual truth and spiritual error? We hear these words, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." This is the word of our Lord. Let us continue with the singing of Psalm 23.
Thank you.
You and I, we are to watch out for one another so that no one comes to spiritual harm. This encouragement from 1 Peter chapter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. This is the word of our Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Hallelujah. Please rise for the gospel reading. Taken from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, Jesus is that voice you and I are to ultimately listen to, and the reason why is clearly laid out for us in these words. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Are there children who want to come forward for a children's devotion? They're welcome to do so.
Thanks for coming up.
Beautiful day, right? So if you could be an animal, what animal would you like to be?
All right, so you want to be a cheetah because you can run very fast and no enemy can catch you. Okay, you can have some fun. Anyone else? You could be an animal. What animal would you want to be? You want to be a duck? No, you want to be a duck. He's conflicted. All right. The Bible today, right, talks about you and I being like an animal. You catch your animal? Sheep, right? What do you know about sheep? They're honest looking, okay. They're gentle. They're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, some people say. Yeah, right? You know, if the sheep falls over on the side or back, it can't get that up on its own. Needs a little help. Yeah, that's not good.
Sometimes they
quick fall off the cliff because no one was watching them. You know, so in a way, we kind of, we fit that description of being like sheep because on our own, we kind of stray, get ourselves in trouble. And so the Bible talks about we sheep need a shepherd, someone to care for us and to protect us so that the enemies don't get us because sheep are going to help us. Yeah, they need that shepherd, that God. So Jesus, what did he do? Did you catch what Jesus has done for you and me who are described to be sheep? What did he do? So he died on the cross to take away our sins so that we no longer have to stray away, stay away from him and be unprotected. He's given us value. Sheep have value. You and I have value. Ultimately, because Jesus laid down his life for us and took it up again. And because he lives, we too shall live. So you and I, as sheep who need a shepherd, it's good that we're here today to be in the shepherd's word. To hear his voice. Because Jesus said, his sheep, the one he's died for and redeemed and brought to him in faith, they want to do what with his voice?
They want to shout.
They want to listen to it. They want to follow him. And one of the things that Jesus says when we follow him, we are to tell others what? About him. Right? So that they're safe from harm and danger. What else do good sheep want to do? To show that they're listening to the shepherd's voice. What else do sheep want to do to show that they're listening?
They
want to really listen, right? They want to listen to God. They want to tell others about God. What else?
They want to stay by the shepherd.
Want to stay by the shepherd. Want to help other sheep stay by the shepherd. Encourage other sheep to do the same thing. So you and I have been given value in this life because Jesus laid down his life for us and took it up again. And as valuable sheep, not only do we listen to his voice, as we're doing here today, we also want to tell others about him, and we want to live as our shepherd tells us, to keep us safe. Right? Let's pray about this. Heavenly Father, we thank you for showing your great love for us and sending Jesus to be our shepherd. Who laid down his life for us, sheep. Sheep left to ourselves, and we stray from you, O Father, and so we thank you for the voice of Jesus who calls us back to himself. And with that voice encourages us to love you and to love one another. Help us love one another by doing kind things, and especially by telling others about the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing us sheep from harm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, sheep, for coming up. We'll continue with our next hymn, hymn 375. Please note in the bulletin how we'll sing the verses of this hymn.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this possible from God our Father, through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Let us hear once again these words from the Gospel of St. John, John chapter 10. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow sheep of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, how many of you have animals or had at one time? Now, you can raise your hand or you can keep it down in case you're conscious about that. You can say yes in your mind or no in your mind. There's some hands that have gone up, right? Okay. Animals are the easiest thing to take care of, are they not? We all agree, I think pretty much all agree, that they are not the easiest thing to take care of. And depending on what kind of animal you have, the more complicated it can be and the more care they will need. How many of you would leave little Fifi outside all night without a gate or a fence? Why not? Little Fifi might not be there in the morning. That's why not. So we know we need to protect Fifi and other animals. We put gates and fences up so that the animals will be safe. And for good reason. Because if left to themselves, right, great harm could come to them. And so what a beautiful, vivid picture the Lord God gives to us today in our readings, and in particular our gospel reading, where he describes you and me to be like sheep. We're not sheep, but we're like sheep. Sure, at times we're cute and cuddly. We do have value. But if left to ourselves, unprotected, what is going to happen to us? Danger. As mentioned earlier, when sheep, when they fall to their side or on their back, they cannot get up on their own. They need some encouragement. And if left in that position, they could die. Well, you and I, as sinful human beings, conceived and born in sin, if left in that state, what's going to happen to us? We're going to die in that state for all eternity. And as any good shepherd will do, he will go over to that sheep that has fallen on its side and help it back up again. And that's what the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, has done for us. He knew and knows that we are in great harm. And if something is not done, something that we ourselves cannot do for ourselves, we need that outside help. If he would not have taken the action that he would have did take, it would not be pretty for us. So Jesus, to the immediate audience and to all audiences to the end of time, makes a very important statement. And he can back it up. He says, I am. Not could be, not might be, I am. What? The good shepherd. Not just a shepherd, not just a mediocre shepherd, but the good shepherd, in this context, perfect shepherd. The one that you and I and all people need. One you and I, left to ourselves, would not pick to be our shepherd. But he chose us to be our shepherd. And not just any shepherd. Jesus is true God and true man in one person. Important for him to be both. Man to be subject to the law as you and I are subject to it and under that curse of the law. And yet God to keep that law perfectly like you and I cannot do. And man to suffer the consequences that you and I were to suffer because of our waywardness, our sin. And yet God to redeem us perfectly As he said from the cross, it is finished. Sin, all our sin paid for once and for all. And then took back his life again to assure us of the fact that because he lives, we too shall live. Death is not the end. All because Jesus is that good shepherd, true God and true man, who willingly laid down his life for us wayward sheep. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, who laid down his life for the sheep. Just take a moment and reflect on how your life is like a sheep. How often in your life have you strayed from God's word, from doing what his word says? And then how often have you had to deal with the consequences of your straying away from what God's word has to say to us? And how often then have you given thanks to God for his rescuing you from your waywardness? And how then do we show our thanks to God for rescuing us from our waywardness? Well, one of the ways our text points out is by listening to his voice. And there are multiple ways for us to listen to his voice, like we're doing right here. Hearing the word of our Lord so that we can be bolstered up in our faith. So that we can be encouraged and fueled to go on our way out of these doors and listen to his voice and spread that voice to people we know and don't know. But it's important to listen, isn't it? How many of you, when you're talking to someone, whether it be a friend, a family member, a fellow employee, or employer, or whatever it might be, how many of you ever get frustrated and say to yourself, if they would just listen to me? As you and I get frustrated with people who seem not to listen. Or do you ever have that happen when you send out an email and the directions are very explicit, laid out, and yet you get a response that says something, you missed this. It's like it's right there in the email. But they didn't read it because by their perception, they thought they knew what you were saying, but they really didn't. Do you get frustrated when people don't listen? What do you think God does? Do you think God gets frustrated over the fact that you and I do not listen? Do you think he's up there in heaven going, you know, it's okay that they don't listen to me. We'll just let them fall off the cliff. No. He doesn't sin in his frustration because God is holy and perfect. He acts in his frustration. He reaches out to us and opens our ears to hear what he has to say and draws us back to himself. He reminds us of the fact that your sins, my sins, they're forgiven. And now in that forgiveness, go and continue to listen to my voice. Do what it says, because no one has your interests in better hands and care than God does. Can we agree on that? And the Lord makes that clear. The Pharisees in Jesus' day did not have the best interests of the people in mind. They kept putting burdens on the people. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do that. Their salvation was focused on works. Guilt. You've never done enough, so you got to keep doing more. And that hasn't changed today, has it? We still have leaders in the church who still will guilt people into action. You have to do this. You have to do that. Where Jesus comes in and says, you're forgiven. The love of Christ and what he has done compels us. Not because we have to, but because we want to. And we need that reminder often. Just like sheep, a shepherd cannot take a day off from tending to the sheep, so God does not take any time off from tending to our needs. Because if left to ourselves, again, we will stray. And sadly, hasn't that happened already too much here at St. Mark's? people who have stopped listening to the voice of God and are listening to their own voice or to the voice of the world. And yet, while there is breath in them on this side of heaven, there is still hope that they will come back and listen to the voice of God. And who, though, needs to go and tell them the voice of God? You. Let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching, to listen to the voice of God. You know who's straying. Gently and firmly remind them of what God's voice has to say to us. That Jesus died for their sins, not so that they could continue to go straying wherever they want, but that they would be protected for time and for all eternity. Because the wolves are out there, many in sheep's clothing, just like with Satan, eager to devour us. And when we're not listening, we become easy prey. So it's important that we recognize who we are. We are helpless sheep in and of ourselves. We have a great shepherd in Jesus Christ who laid down his very life to rescue us from ourselves and has given our life value and meaning and purpose. And he gives us his voice through his word for us to listen to here formally with our fellow brothers and sisters, to listen to when we're on our own, whether it be through email devotions, whether it be reading from the Bible book itself. We are not short of ways to listen to his voice and then to act on what we hear, to tell others about the great shepherd and the only shepherd, that they might live this life in peace and joy now and for all eternity. And part of listening to that voice then is also showing kindness and compassion to one another, as Jesus reflected kindness and compassion even to his enemies. And in that way too, people can see us not as any ordinary sheep, but as sheep of the great shepherd Jesus Christ. That they too then, through our words and actions, will want to listen to and follow the voice of the shepherd, the I Am Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for you and me. The Lord continue to help keep your ears and my ears clean and clear, so that we can continue to hear his voice and then share that voice with others. So when you're taking care of your animals, be kind, be patient. A lot of work, but they're enjoyable. And as you're taking care of them, be reminded of how God is taking care of you. Not always easy, but he does it because he cares for each and every one of you. The proof? The cross? It's now empty, and so is that tomb. He has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christ.
Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The sinner's greatest treasure, fill us with your Spirit's grace to love you without measure. Our Savior, you have conquered death and live forevermore. Live now and ever in our hearts, and give us of your power to love and serve you always with offerings pure and holy, and with our thoughts and words and works to glorify you solely. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day.
We are not worthy of all the mercies you show us.
You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach the truth as expressed everywhere.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Continue
Continue to provide the physical care and healing needed for all who we love and cherish, especially at this time, our sister Martha Schmidt, who is recovering from recent surgery. Above all, focus her attention and all of our loved ones' attention on what you have done for them due to your amazing grace, as what you have done to meet our spiritual needs does not change, though our physical circumstances may change. Birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. And continue to bless the couples among us who are celebrating a wedding anniversary. Renew their love for one another as they reflect on your great love for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord, and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you, and whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Good morning again. Great to see all of you in the house of the Lord on this beautiful day the Lord has given to us. Just to highlight on page 12 of the bulletin, there are further reflections to help listen to our shepherd's voice, and there's good information on 13 and 14 as well, ways to keep on step with what's happening here at St. Mark's, including Bible studies taking place today. The one here in the church will continue our look at the epistle of 1 John, and then the one in the chapel, the other building, will be taking a look at the subject matter of prayer. The soiree, there's still an opportunity to sign up. You can do so online, or you can call Carolyn at the office, and she'll be happy to take care of that. That's coming up quick, and it should be a great event. What are we, close to 100 people or so? So love to have all of you at this great time of fellowship and support for our ministry here at St. Mark's. Tree of Life, they're looking for help with cleanup on Saturday. See the weekly news for more information regarding that opportunity. Speaking of cleaning up, we have a beautiful campus ourselves, and thanks to all the volunteers who put countless hours to help keep it that way. So thank you. And there are other ways to get involved. There's no red tape necessary. So if you want to get involved in inside cleaning or outside, again, talk to Carolyn. She'll be happy to hook you up with what talents you have and ways you want to serve. So thank you for doing that in advance. Open gym basketball next Sunday night, so you got a week to get your body in shape for that open gym opportunity. basketball, so it should be a good opportunity. Maybe you can see it as an opportunity to give Mr. Bauer some elbows, you know, just to kind of rub it in a little bit one more time. For more timely information, again, on church and school events, as well as what's happening throughout the Wells, you can see our weekly news. If you don't get it by email, you can do so. Again, contact the church office for that, but hard copies are found in the lobby. Just a call update. We have not heard any answer back yet from Mr. Tim Miller, who is currently serving as principal of Star of Bethlehem in New Berlin, Wisconsin. He's having many conversations with leaders here, as well as I'm sure he's having conversations with leaders where he's serving currently. So we do definitely want to continue to keep Mr. Tim Miller and his family in our prayers. And then also regarding the kindergarten call, given this the nature of the calling season, the timing of it, and so forth, we have elected to go for a graduate from Martin Luther College. Graduation and assignment day take place mid-May, around May 13th. Now, it's not an absolute surety that we will get a graduate, but we pray about that the Lord would see fit to lead a graduate this way. We have other options in the works that we're also working on, but this is the next course of action to fill the kindergarten call. So just rest assured, families, that everything is in good hands. We're working on a smooth transition for Mr. Bauer and Mrs. Bauer. Many people are stepping up to the plate, and so it's all good. So continue to pass that word. Hopefully you'll have an opportunity to greet one another in here and out in the lobby there and out in the parking lot, your brothers and sisters in Christ, your fellow sheep within the sheep pen. And just one final bit of information to help keep us connected to what's going on with our school, some awesome information on this month's edition of the school video.
Christ is risen.
Just one more announcement. If you'd like to have your picture updated for our directory, or if you haven't had your picture taken, we'd love to have you. If you're in the Witness Protection Program, we understand. But please see Blake in the front. He's got the camera. Thank you very much.